Hey, what up? 1615 Media Group, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson, and I just want to tell you guys that I'm so happy to do this podcast segment. For those of y'all who are just tuning in, or maybe this is your first time listening to me, this is a West Texas thing, baby. I'm born and raised in Lubbock, Texas, but I've been doing a podcast segment that's been getting national attention. I'm currently syndicated through Tino Cochino Radio Show by the grace of God. Tino blessed me with an opportunity to speak on his show, which is now in over 40 cities, reaching over 2.1 million people. When I spoke to you guys on the last podcast segment, they were clocking in at 1.8 million. So, you know, I don't know how many of those millions of people are actually sticking around to the end of the show to hear what I have to say on for God. But if you're listening to the Tino Cochino Radio Show, you should tune in to the end and get a little bit of devotion from your boy Ronnie Ranson. All right, today's message that I have for you guys is titled Desperate Decisions. You know, decisions that you make when you're desperate. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was crying out to me. We were praying together, and she was telling me that she was involved in a situation with a man that she wishes that she could get out of. You know, there was once upon a time when she was desperate to be in this relationship, and now she's desperate to be out. Because see, anytime you make a decision out of desperation, that means you didn't include God. See, God wants you to be desperate for his wisdom, not desperate for the things of the world. So when you make desperate decisions, that means you didn't include the Father. The Father's looking to be included in your decision. And if you fail to do that, then you will suffer the consequences. She went on to tell me that this relationship that she was in was a result of the last relationship that she got out of. She said she left something that wasn't so bad at all after she got a chance to figure that out on her own. But see, sometimes you could be walking through fog, not realizing that you're still on the sidewalk. Sometimes you feel like you're walking lost in the middle of the street, but you're on the sidewalk. But if you would move slowly, when the fog clears, you'll see that. But some people, they run because they're scared. They don't know what to do. You ever been driving in your car and you start panicking when you see fog, and you know your mind tells you that you're off the road and you don't know what to do? Instead of just slowing down, turning your brights on, and driving a little bit slower, you want to keep remaining at that same speed, not realizing that it's foggy and you can drift. But slow down, slow your roll a little bit. You don't need to speed in the fog. And you don't need to leave something good for something that looks like a dream come true, only to discover that it's a nightmare later. This is what happened with my friend. I've been praying for her. She just feels like she's in too deep right now. And sometimes life can make you feel like you've got a bowling ball tied to your feet and you're in the middle of the ocean. This is how she feels right now. And it's all a result of a desperate decision. There's an individual in scripture that made a desperate decision, and his name is Esau. If you'll turn, if you have your Bibles with you, if not, you can look it up later. It's Genesis 25, verses 27. Now, I know some of my listeners out there probably have a social security card, or you probably have a birth certificate. You probably have the right to your own birth. I mean, in fact, you do have the right to your own birth. There's an individual named Esau who was the son of Jacob. Excuse me, he was the son of Isaac. His brother's name was Jacob. So imagine this, you know. Isaac and Rebekah, they have twins. Those twins' names are Esau and Jacob. You know, Isaac had favor for Esau, but Rebekah had favor for the other twin, Jacob. There's a story in the Bible in Genesis 25, verse 27, that, you know, in a nutshell, it says that one day Esau was coming home to eat. He was hungry. He was exhausted. He had been out hunting all day long. He was tired. Well, his brother, Jacob, was making some stew. you know. And so Esau comes in the house and he's like, hey, I want some of that red stuff. That's what the Bible says. That's not what I'm saying. The Bible says, he said, I want some of that red stuff. And his brother said, well, first, sell me your birthright. Now, what kind of brother do you know that would take advantage of a deprived human being that's his twin brother and take advantage of the situation because he knows you're hungry? But out of desperation, Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what good is a birthright to me? Now, he wasn't literally about to die, but he was that hungry that he felt like he was about to die. We've all been that hungry before. And God knows when I get that hungry, I don't care what I eat. I just need to eat something. So he felt like he was about to die because he was that hungry. So Jacob looked at him and he says, well, first, you got to swear to me. You got to swear to me that you're going to sell me your birthright. Then Jacob said, here's the bread and here's the stew. And Esau ate. He drank and he got up and he went away. Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of stew and some bread. That's a desperate decision. That food only lasted who knows how long, but that birthright lasted Jacob a lifetime. So he became the slave of his own brother because he was that desperate. His own brother had ownership over him. He had power over him because Esau was desperate. I know people just like that. You know, there's a term that we use today called selling your soul. You hear about artists doing it all the time. Whether or not it's true, I'm not too sure. But you hear about these individuals who sign a whole record deal for $50,000 because they're desperate to be famous. You hear about them every day. They sign a record deals for $800,000 or maybe $1 million. And it seems like a lot of money at first, but then once they discover that they have to pay their ARs, they have to pay their managers, they have to pay for their tours, they've got to pay for their studio time. They didn't read between the lines, see. They just saw $1 million cash. Look, Mom, I'm a millionaire. I signed a record deal. But they don't realize that their life now belongs to the record label, who's going to make millions and millions of dollars off of your talent. But people make desperate decisions. You know, there's a proverb. Matter of fact, I'll turn to it right now. Proverbs 28 verses 22. It says, a greedy one is in a hurry for wealth. He doesn't know that poverty will soon come to him. So when you're desperate for something, the result is never good. Because God is a God of steps. He's a God of patience. He's a God of, hey, you come to me and consult with me, and I'm going to tell you the right thing to do. And we might not always agree. But I wonder if Esau would have consulted with God first and said, God, does this really make sense for me to sell my birthright for a bowl of stew? What would Jesus do? You see, how important are you to yourself? Are you scared to be alone? Is that why you're in a relationship with that person that's treating you so bad? Was that a desperate decision? Ladies, are you so desperate that you're willing to have sex with a married man? Fellas, are you so desperate that you understand that this woman is taken, but you still want to be in her house making love to her? Are you so desperate that your job that you're working at, even though you know you studied and got a master's degree, they're telling you that you're going to be the janitor? Are you so desperate, or do you know your worth? And there's nothing wrong with being a janitor. Please don't misconstrue my words, but are you desperate, or do you know your worth? Do you trust in God that he'll provide for you in times of desperation? Or do you make instant decisions because you're scared and you don't want to be hungry and you don't want to be alone and you don't know what you're going to do? There's many people who can relate. Maybe you have a savings account, but you're so desperate for the attention of this beautiful woman that you want to use your savings and buy her a purse because you know that'll get her attention. Only so she could disappoint you moments later by leaving your life. Because once she figures out that you don't have that money all the time, you have brainwashed her and manipulated her in the beginning to make her believe that you have something that you really don't possess. Because that purse that she's walking around with took you 4 years to save up for. And she needs somebody that can buy that all the time. Desperate decisions. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel like I've made some desperate decisions in my life. This is why I can relate to Esau. You know, there was a time whenever I was so desperate a few years ago, I went and got a loan because I wanted to have instant money in my bank account. And I didn't realize the interest rates in them small fine prints. You know, it took me forever to get that loan paid off. And what I paid in interest, I could have had in the bank, but I was desperate. You see, you don't realize the decisions you make when you're desperate. So I just wanted to share this with you guys. I'm not going to talk your head off. I'm going to try to keep it under 12 minutes. Share this with somebody. Tell them not to be desperate. If God ain't in it, you ain't winning. Check out the Tino Cachino Radio Show. I love y'all so much. It's 1615 Media Group. Holla.